So are you ready
for your show?
Hola, baby. Soy Little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hola, familia. Buenas noches. Bienvenidos un domingo más al Underground Garage de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. A lo largo del show vamos a repasar la que sería la cuarta película que se filmó en torno a los Beatles, aunque esta era peculiar. Sería una película animada, Yellow Submarine. De modo que cine y música vuelven, una vez más, a ir de la mano en el Underground Garage, como suele ser costumbre. Arrancamos el show con los cuatro fabulosos. All You Need Is Love. Buenas noches, Little. Comenzamos.
So Al Brodax, ex-Army, Purple Heart, Bronze Star, Battle of the Bulge, ends up head of King Features Syndicate, film and TV department. One day he runs into this nerdy guy, looking kind of lost in the hallway, and he asks him, where's he going? He's kind of dejected, you know. He says, an editor just threw me out of his office, and I'm looking for the elevator. Oh yeah, says Al? What's that in your hand? It's drawings of a group called the Beatles, which I have the rights to, but nobody around here has ever heard of them. Well, Al had heard of them. He says, come on to my office for a minute. Makes a deal with the guy on the spot, then gets to Brian Epstein, the Beatles manager, and parlays the rights this other guy already had into an animation deal and does the Beatles cartoon show. The series lasts 3 years and gets a 50 share. 50% of everybody watching TV Saturday mornings watch the Beatles cartoons. Then Al finds out that United Artists have made a three-picture deal with the band, but in spite of the ridiculous success of Hard Day's Night and Help, they don't want to do a third movie. All they want to do is go to India and meditate. So Brodax tells Brian Epstein, listen, I got the perfect solution. An animated film, no aggravation, instant contract fulfillment. The Beatles agree, but they want nothing to do with it since they hated the cartoon show because Brodax had used American actors to voice it, figuring no American kid would really understand that British lingo. So their only contribution before leaving for India was Ringo's. Al wanted to call the thing All You Need Is Love, but Ringo suggested Yellow Submarine. You could do whatever you want with that, he said. Go wherever you want, be whatever you want. Okay. Al has Joseph Heller write a treatment, but went with Eric Siegel. Got John Coates to produce, George Dunning to direct, Heinz Edelman to draw it, and off they went to Pepperland. Of course, when the Beatles saw it, they loved it and came in for that live cameo at the end. They regretted not doing the voices and actually felt guilty about giving Brodax what they considered their throwaway material. Well, we respectfully disagree.
Some kind of happiness is measured out in miles. What makes you think you're something? bad child, always feeling low down. Tuesday had a dream child, she's always on the go, so I'm in love with her. If you love a Wednesday, you live your life apart now. And if you love a Thursday, she's gonna break your heart. So I'm in love with Saturday. Every time I hold her close, you'll see, you can feel the thrill that's gonna be. Now the future has a guarantee.
Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage. It feels just like my senior prom, only this time I might get lucky.
We're gonna take some time tonight to get together. So this is a submarine.
Soft, isn't it?
Not if you're on the bottom.
All right, lads. Time to stow the gab and turn to.
Groovy. How do you start this thing?
It starts with a blue meanie attack.
Well, supposing there's no blue meanies in the neighbourhood?
Well, then you start looking for a switch.
We're quite cute, really.
You could pass for the originals.
Well, we are the originals.
No, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Well, there couldn't be much with a name like that. Sergeant Pepper?
You could impersonate them and rally the land to rebellion.
I'm not afraid of the dark. If we gotta live in the dark, we will live in the dark. Won't see me dying in the light. I will live in the dark. I'm not afraid of the dark. If we gotta live in the dark, we will live in the dark. Won't see me dying in the light. We will live in the dark.
And see me dying in the light. We will live in the dark.
We started our Yellow Submarine show with All You Need Is Love, which had come out almost a year exactly earlier. Just, what, 5-6 weeks after Sgt. Pepper. What a roll they were on. It was almost the title of the film. Hey Bulldog, a throwaway according to John Lennon. A fantastic record according to me. Supposedly originally called Hey Bullfrog. But thanks to Paul McCartney's barking, they changed it in the middle of the song to Hey Bulldog. Sadie's Child was the Monkees. Fantastic record written by David Gates, later a member of Bread. Mm-hmm. We forgive him for that. Produced by the great Tommy Boyce, Bobby Hart, and Jack Keller. Rain Dance was Hollis Brown, out of Queens, Don DeLego producing, Jonathan Bonilla, Mike Montali, and Bo Diddley co-writing that one. Cool stuff. Tony Sheridan, the underrated Tony Sheridan, Shake It Some More from Ain't She Sweet. He occasionally used the Beatles as his backup group, but this was not one of those. Cool record though, huh? 1964.
Live in the Dark, the new one by Jeff Beck, featuring Rosie Bones on vocals. New album is Loud Hailer. Get it from Rhino.com.
And we'll be back with somebody who went out for a ride and made a wrong turn. And no, it ain't Gilligan.
All together now.
We all live in the underground garage. The underground garage. The underground garage.
Stevie.
We all live in the underground garage. The underground garage. The underground garage. We all live in an underground garage.
Stevie.
The underground garage.
Sigues en Rock FM, en el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Esta noche nos disponemos a repasar la película de los Beatles, Yellow Submarine, pero para ello hemos de comenzar la historia recordando al señor Al Brodax, un excombatiente de la Segunda Guerra Mundial, condecorado con el corazón púrpura, que hizo carrera como productor de cine y televisión. Brodax quedó muy impresionado cuando vio a los Beatles actuar en el show de Ed Sullivan. Fue entonces cuando le vino la idea de contactar con el manager de la banda, Brian Epstein, para proponerle el desarrollo de una serie de animación basada en los Beatles. Esta se emitió entre 1965 y 1969 con un éxito tremendo de audiencia. Básicamente consistía en historias cortas en las que aparecían dibujos animados de los Beatles cantando las canciones de la banda y representando las letras de las mismas. Con esta serie, que fue emitida por 3 temporadas con un total de 39 capítulos, se empezó a gestar la película protagonista de esta noche, Yellow Submarine. Ahora te lo cuento. De momento, nos quedamos con Little Steven. Dale, maestro.
July 17th, 1938, 5:15 in the morning. Douglas, wrong way Corrigan, takes off to the east from Floyd Bennett Field in Brooklyn, with 320 gallons of gas and 16 gallons of oil, in his 1929 Curtis Robin OX-5 monoplane, which he'd purchased for $310. He'd souped it up to deliver all of 165 horsepower instead of the original 90 by replacing the engines, which brought his total spend to $900. He had become an airline designer and mechanic, but he got his kicks stunt flying and barnstorming and was there to pull the chocks from the wheels when his hero Charles Lindbergh left San Diego to fly to New York and then make history with his transatlantic flight. Corrigan was determined to follow in his hero's footsteps but couldn't get official permission to make the transatlantic flight. So he planned a secret maneuver to fly to New York early in the morning, fuel up, and then split without permission before the airline officials, you know, woke up. Mechanical problems got him there late, including a major fuel leak, but the safe weather window to Europe was closing, so he took off, gas leak and all. 10 hours in, the cockpit was filling up with gas, so he punched a hole in the floor with a screwdriver, hoping the gas would leak out away from the hot exhaust pipe, which luckily it did. And 28 hours later, he landed at Baldinal Airfield in Dublin. His provisions had been 2 chocolate bars, 2 boxes of fig bars, and a quart of water. His fuel tanks didn't allow him to look out the front of the plane, so he had to look around the sides. He had no radio, and his compass was 20 years old. Journalist H.R. Knickerbocker reported, "It was hard to believe anyone would take the thing up into the air, never mind fly the Atlantic. The entire plane was patched and soldered together like a quilt, and the doors were held shut by baling wire." He told the airline officials that he realized he was going the wrong way 26 hours into the flight, but they didn't buy it. It took them 600 words to list all of his violations, but in the end they acknowledged his small miracle by only suspending his license for 2 weeks. His hero, Lucky Lindy, never acknowledged his achievement, much to Corrigan's disappointment, but to even things out, his ticker tape parade down Broadway was bigger than Lindbergh's.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you?
When Rocky and Bullwinkle tried to find out about the weather, they were picked up by a sinister figure and taken to a federal office so secret its name wasn't even on the door. But once inside, it was old home week, for the head of the agency was none other than Captain Peter Wrongway Peachfuzz.
Never mind, operator, I found them. Operator, operator?
You have the phone backwards, Captain.
Well, that's no reason for her to be rude.
Bye.
Put your window down!
You want something?
He's probably drunk.
You're going the wrong way!
What?
You're going the wrong way!
He says we're going the wrong way!
Oh, he's drunk! How would he know where we're going?
Little boy, you probably don't know me. You're on the night we met, you stole my heart away. Little boy, my dead, my head, my head, my head. But I wish that you would love me too.
Hello, this is Chris Hillman from The Birds. You're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, a very cool place to be.
Every time I see you smile, come to me, don't be long. Let me tell you how my heart goes wild. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. Every time I'm in your arms, come to me, don't be long. You know that I'll never do you harm. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. Let me love you, then you'll see. Come to me, come to me. Show you once and we'll be free. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. Every time I see you smile, come to me, don't be long. Let me tell you how my heart goes wild. Let me love you and it won't be wrong. Let me love you, then you'll see. Come to me, come to me. Let me show you once and we'll be free. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong. Please let me love you and it won't be wrong.
We started our tribute to Wrong Way Corrigan with Nowhere Man, a number one hit for the Beatles in 66, and later used, of course, in Yellow Submarine. Wrong Way Corrigan might have been wrong, but he wasn't wrong long. Naz. The second album, Naz Naz. Yeah, written by Todd Rundgren. Little Boy, a classic from the Crystals, which I don't believe was a hit. I don't know why. What's going on is Michael DeBar. Yes, having the unmitigated chutzpah to cover Marvin Gaye and getting away with it. Rather gloriously. And he arranged and produced it. My God. Must have had much too much coffee that day. Get it from MichaelDeBar.com.
It won't be wrong. The Birds, from their fantastic second album, Turn, 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 produced by Terry Melcher, to celebrate Wrong Way Corrigan's autobiography, That's My Story, published Christmas 1938. They created Wrong Way merchandise, like watches that ran backwards. He would then star as himself in The Flying Irishman, for which he received $75,000, or 30 years income from his old airfield job. And he's not even our freak of the week. Believe it or not, we got our freak of the week when we come back.
Estás en el Underground Garage de Rock FM. Esta noche, Little Steven repasa la historia de la película Yellow Submarine, inspirada en la canción de los Beatles. La verdad es que no fue fácil convencer al grupo porque tenían en mente viajar a la India en aquella época. Aún así, también tenían que cumplir con el contrato que tenían firmado con United Artists. De modo que al ponerse sobre la mesa la posibilidad de producir una película animada, el grupo terminó aceptando. Yellow Submarine centra su historia en Pepperland, un paraíso bajo el mar protegido por Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band de los ataques de los Blue Minis, unos seres que odian la música. En uno de sus ataques consiguen encerrar a los defensores en una burbuja y dejar a los ciudadanos de Pepperland paralizados y todo el entorno de color azul. El joven Fred es enviado en un submarino amarillo en busca de ayuda, En su travesía llega a Liverpool, donde se encuentra con el deprimido Ringo, a quien consigue persuadir para que reúna a sus amigos y les ayude a salvar Pepperland. Los Beatles aparecen al final de la cinta haciendo un cameo de sí mismos en la última secuencia de la película. Todos quedaron satisfechos con el resultado final, incluidos la crítica y el público. Yellow Submarine fue estrenada un 17 de julio de 1968. Dale, Little.
Our freak of the week is Clifford Odets, born July 18, 1906 in Philadelphia, a Jewish immigrant and grew up in the Bronx. He dropped out of high school to become an actor and helped start the group theater with Harold Clurman and Lee Strasberg and the gang. He stopped acting and wanted to start writing, and at the urging of Clurman, wrote Awake and Sing in 1935, still considered one of his masterpieces. Strasberg was nervous about it, so the first play produced for the group theater was Waiting for Lefty, a play about the taxi business ending in a dramatic organizing of the workers and a call to strike. Controversial stuff back then. This was a huge success, and all the plays of the group theater would be harsh criticisms of profiteers and exploitive economic system during the Great Depression. Odette's style is distinguished by kind of a street, poetic, metaphor-laden dialogue, his socialist politics, and his ability to drop an audience right into the conflict with little or no introduction, with character often more important than plot, something he picked up from Anton Chekhov. As brilliant an artist as he was, and there was nobody better, Golden Boy, Clash by Night, The Big Knife, The Country Girl, and the screenplay for Sweet Smell of Success, he was as stupid as he was brilliant when it came to politics. Both praising the Soviet Union and naming names for Joseph McCarthy. But it's the genius of his work that we will remember and that will inspire generations to come forevermore. Our Freak of the Week, Clifford Odets.
Listening to this song, you may think the chords are going wrong, but they're not. He just wrote it like that. When you're listening late at night, you may think the band are not quite right, but they are. They just play it like that. It doesn't really matter what chords I play, what words I say, or time of day. It is, as it's only a norm song. There's nobody there. And I told you there's no one there.
Why is it that everything you say sounds like a threat?
Maybe it's a mannerism, because I don't threaten friends. But why furnish your enemies with ammunition? You're a family man, Harvey, and someday, God willing, you may want to be president. And here you are, out in the open, where any hep person knows that this one is toting that one around for you. Are we kids or what? Next time you come up, you might join me on my TV show.
Thanks, JJ, for what I consider sound advice.
Go thou and sin no more.
Tonight, before you go to bed, cat's in a bag and a bag's in a river.
London's burning!
London's burning!
All across the town, all across the night, everybody's driving with full headlight. Black or white, you're turning on your face, a new religion. Everybody's sitting around watching television.
Sun has burned
with full
she's my gal.
I heard another say,
man, she's my pal.
Well, then John jumped up and he screamed, she's my gal, man, and then I blew away. Who slapped John? Who slapped John? Who slapped John when the lights went low? Who slapped John? John!
This boy got that Susie likes?
Integrity. Acute. Like indigestion.
What does this mean? Integrity.
A pocket full of firecrackers. Waiting for a match. You know, it's a new wrinkle. To tell you the truth, I never thought I'd make a killing on some guy's integrity.
I'd hate to take a bite out of you. You're a cookie full of arsenic.
Hi, this is Jim McCarty from the Yardbirds, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
Hey,
Started that set with a song George Harrison wrote for Sgt. Pepper. We thought it was going to be on there up until the last minute, but ended up on Yellow Submarine and fit very nicely, actually. Northern Songs was the publishing company that owned the Beatles' music. Music, by this time, they'd all realized had been stolen from them. I See the Light was the Five Americans out of Dallas, Texas. Originally released 1965, Michael Raybon on vocals, and Clash by Night indeed from their first album, London's Burning, 1977, Mickey Foote producing. Pure rockabilly righteousness at its finest right there from Gene Vincent and his Blue Cap. That is the essence of rock and roll right there. You got that on one side, Little Richard on the other side, and the combination exploded into bands like the Beatles. The track was Who Slapped John from Blue Jean Bop Baby, 1956.
Brand New Love from New Mystery Girl. Out of Austin, Texas, Chrissy Flatt writing it and singing, Frenchie Smith producing. The album is Crawl Through Your Hair. Get it from newmysterygirl.com.
The Nazz Are Blue was the Yardbirds, 1966, and that's where the Nazz got their name. We'll be back with our coolest song of the world this week.
Entre tanto clásico, no podemos olvidarnos de los nuestros propios. Llegó el momento de disfrutar de la canción más chula de la semana en el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Rival Sons interpretando Thundering Voices. Aquí en Rock FM. Dale, maestro.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from Long Beach, California. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, Rival Sons.
no walls, no fence. We are ending. No life, no
head ball. you going to sing for us?
Have you ever heard the German band?
No.
It's the name of the song I am going to sing.
Oh.
You will play it? Hab den Sieg gehemmt, das deutsche Spahn. Bisse bang, bisse boom, bisse bang, bang, boom, boom, bang. Oh, hab den Sieg gehemmt, das deutsche Spahn. Bisse bang, bisse boom,
thank you, bisse bing.
Have a good time.
Get all stars now. Get up in the morning, drag myself out of bed. I got nothing but misery running through.
doing?
Oh, don't mind me. I'm just a talent scout for Alcatraz. Let me phrase it more delicately. Where were you when Jeff got bopped on the conch and clipped for his role, babe?
Why, Mr. Loophole, surely you don't think that I had...
Egad, no. Anyone who looks at you can see that you're not, hiding anything.
You're a lawyer, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
They tell me you're a great lawyer.
Who does? Not my clients. Certainly not the ones that were hung last week.
That you know who you are.
What do you want to be?
And have you traveled very far?
Far as the eye can see.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people? How often have you been there?
That set with our coolest song in the world this week, Thundering Voices from Rival Sons. The new album is Hollow Bones, which also contains our last coolest song by them, Black Coffee. Thundering Voices, written by Scott Holiday and Jay Buchanan, who are joined by Dave Best and Michael Miley, with Dave Cobb producing. Get it from rivalsons.com. Our coolest song in the world this week, Thundering Voices, Rival Sons.
Freddie Garrity and the Dreamers gave us Do the Freddie from 1965. They were the comedy portion of the British Invasion. Cool record, though, actually. I thought I was kidding when I played it, but I kind of dug it.
Degeneration with Mercy of the Rain from their reunion record, Nothing Is Anywhere. Get it on degeneration.us.
Over to Chicago for the American Breed. Bend Me, Shape Me, 1967. Gary Loizo doing that very cool vocal. Written by, and I believe produced by, Scott English and Larry Weiss. Just a fabulous pop rock 60s record right there.
I'm Free, The 4019s, the band wrote it, and bass player David Newton produced it.
And the original B-side of All You Need Is Love, which also ended up in Yellow Submarine, Baby You're a Rich Man, John Lennon playing the clavioline, that wild sound. It's a keyboard they found in the closet at EMI there, later changed to Abbey Road Studios. Cool stuff, right? Don't go nowhere, baby. You know why? That's right, because we got more cool stuff.
Sigues en Rock FM en el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Ya que hablamos de los Beatles y de la película Yellow Submarine, no podemos pasar por alto que hace unos días, el pasado 6 de julio, se cumplían 59 años de aquel encuentro entre Paul McCartney y John Lennon, un encuentro histórico que sería el germen de los Beatles. Lennon se encontraba ofreciendo un concierto con su banda por aquel entonces, The Quarrymen. Después, Lennon y McCartney se encontraron y empezaron a charlar brevemente de música, hasta el punto de que McCartney se colgó la guitarra, le dio la vuelta, porque era zurdo, y empezó a interpretar la canción 20 Flight Rock de Eddie Cochran. Lennon quedó bastante impresionado y poco después le ofreció a Paul la posibilidad de unirse a la banda. El resto, como te imaginas, ya es historia. Dale, Little.
Now, it might have been this week, 1957, that John Lennon asked Paul McCartney officially to join his band, the Quarrymen. They had met July 6th, everybody agrees on that, at the Woolton Town Fete. That's the English word for picnic. And the 16-year-old John Lennon arrived in the back of a pickup truck, acoustic guitar in hand. He played the Del Vikings' Come Go With Me, singing All the Wrong Words, among other songs, which amused a 15-year-old Paul McCartney in the audience, who was introduced to him by a mutual friend at the break. McCartney picks up a guitar, turns it upside down, since he was left-handed, and teaches the band Eddie Cochran's 20 Flight Rock, and then recites all the correct words to Come Go With Me. This obviously got John Lennon's attention, and after either a few days or a few weeks of deliberation, depending on who you talk to, and that deliberation being, do I want as strong a personality and talent as I am in the group? Obviously, he answered himself yes, and John asked Paul to join the band.
Come on, look out now. question which you've probably been asked 1,000 times before, but you always, all of you give different versions or different answers. So you've got to tell me now, how did the Beatles get their name?
I just thought of it.
You just thought of it? Another brilliant Beatle.
No, really.
Were they called anything else before?
They called the Quarrymen.
Oh, you rugged character.
You're sweeter than the honey that the bees make. So, sister, your brown sugar. Sweeter than the icing on the best cake. So, sister, your brown sugar. To the bone, soul sister, your brown sugar. Keep on socking it to me all night long, soul sister, your brown sugar. Well, you always knew with no man. It's about time he took your hand. I wanna show you, cause I can't stand the blow. Keep on. To the bone, soul sister, your brown sugar. Keep on socking it to me all night long, soul sister, your brown sugar. Girl, you're always out there with no man. It's about time he took your hand. I wanna show you, cause I can't stand the blow.
I wandered desolate in front of a tank factory and sat on a bench near the switchman shack. A flower lay on the hay on the asphalt highway. The dread hay flower, I thought. It had a brittle black stem and corolla of yellowish dirty spikes like Jesus's inch-long crown, and a soiled dry center cotton tuft, like a used shaving brush that's been lying under the garage for a year. Yellow, flower and flower of industry. Tough, spiky, ugly flower, flower nonetheless, with the form of the great yellow rose in your brain. This is the flower of the world.
Things.
Hi, this is Dean Torrance of Jan and Dean, and you're on the beach with Little Steven and the Underground Garage Go-Go Dancers, dressed only in body paint. Whew!
Remember, Doc, I started to swerve, and then I saw the jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Welcome back from Dead Man's Curve.
Richard Barrett's original version was from 1961. It's a bizarre kind of Mercy Beat melody before Mercy Beat was invented. And he's kind of imitating Ray Charles. It's his version of What I Say, really. But the Beatles didn't have to reach to adapt it. It just already sounded like them. It's a bizarre thing. Anyway, the Beatles were playing it as early as 62. And then everybody covered it. Soul Sister Brown Sugar. Yes, that's where the Stones got the title. It's a Sam and Dave hit from 1968. Written and produced by Isaac Hayes and David Porter. And backed by Booker T and the MGs.
Liar was The Shelters. Produced by Tom Petty. And Chase and Josh from the band. And Ryan the engineer. The album is out now and has two cool songs on it already. That's a good start. Written by guitar player Chase Simpson.
Fun stuff there. Jan and Dean staying on the West Coast for Dead Man's Curve, which turned out to be bizarre and prophetic, practically telling the story of what would happen to Jan Berry, the horrible car crash that kind of ended their career. But a cool record. And we closed with the film version of It's All Too Much. Different vocal, right? Beginning sped up a bit. Crazy mix. One of the very few stereo mixes we tolerate. And that's what we played. And Destiny was once again on the side of the Fab Four. Hard Day's Night just gets handed to them. Help and Yellow Submarine. They had nothing to do with it. But it was a totally accurate representation of who they were. Incredible. And it's held up for generation after generation. And some of the songs that the Beatles did not take too seriously themselves ended up fitting perfectly in this wonderful film.
I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank our presenting sponsor, the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos Worldwide. We want to thank Voice of America, Jimmy Bertel, which goes to all over the not-so-free world. And we want to thank American Forces Radio, where we are in 177 countries. Yeah, that's Curtis Eckstein and Thomas Arnholt. Thank you, Curtis and Tommy. Don't forget, if you're up there in... what town's that in?
Rochester!
Thank you, Jack. If you're up there in Rochester, go visit Andy Babuke, or you can reach him, of course, the modern way, Andy Babuke's fabgear.com. But go to the joint itself, which is very cool, Andy Babuke's Fab Gear.
Allow me. I'm a bit of a famous mimic in my own small way, you know, James Cagney. Hello there, this is the famous Ringo here, Gear Fab. What is it that I can do for you, as it were, Gear Fab?
Not a bit like Cagney.
Yeah, that Scotland Yard always gets it wrong. Not Gear Fab, it's Fab Gear. And if somebody gets you a radio station for your birthday, call up Andy Denmark and Lori Logan at unitedstations.com. And then you can broadcast this radio show. Go to undergroundgarage.com for various contests, and you can check out the archives of some 600 shows or so. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/undergroundgarage. Follow us on Twitter at littlesteven_UG. I know I've been not tweeting lately, but I got to get back to it. I promise I will. At Stevie Van Zandt. I want to thank our inevitable producer, Dennis Mortensen, our coordinating producer, Jeremy Tufano, and I want to thank Alan Freed, without whom we would not be here. Thank you all out there. We'll see you all next week.
humming that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Go back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Bueno, familia, llegamos al final del Underground Garage de esta noche. Espero que hayas disfrutado de un buen rato de radio recordando aquella película Yellow Submarine de los Beatles, que fue estrenada precisamente un 17 de julio, pero de 1968. Yo soy Carlos Medina y te invito a que nos encontremos el domingo que viene a las 10 de la noche en el show de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. ¡Feliz semana! ¡Buenas noches!